Let's pray.
Holy Spirit, come upon us. Fill this place with your loving power, that we might see the face of Jesus as it is reflected through St. Andrew, and our hearts may be lifted up to the Father's throne. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, when I was a boy in the wilds of Montana, I lived in the basement. And on this two-story house, the basement was actually next to the garage, right by the stairs. The basement had been built by the previous owner as an apartment for his nephew, who would come back a little under the weather, shall we say, from a good night out. This basement room had a shower, a bathroom, and it had a wood-burning stove in it. And during the winter time, after I moved down there to my very own room, my own apartment at the age of 10, I was in charge of keeping my own room heated. And this meant taking one of those long-stemmed matches, scratching it across the cast iron, the flame blossoming to life, and then poking that match down among the crumpled balls of newspaper and watching that flame flare up between the bits of newsprint, wrapping around the kindling. The kindling, those long, jagged slivers of firewood that had split and flipped off to the side, flat, thin, almost like icicles made of wood. And that fire would catch hold of the kindling, race up its side, and then the black smoke corkscrewing upward would ignite, burn. And within a few minutes, the fire would hop from the kindling to the actual firewood, and then the lumps of coal that were strategically placed on top. But the kindling, that first bit of wood to catch fire, dry, small, perfect. Without it, that long-stemmed match would flare and go out. With the kindling, a great light could burn in the belly of that stove, flashing and dancing of light and shadow. Imagine our gospel reading this evening. Jesus rounding the seashore. He comes to throw fire on this small bit of parched earth, a blazing light in Gentile darkness. Jesus looking for a place to strike a long-stemmed match. Jesus impelled and filled with Isaiah's prophecy, Isaiah's fiery spirit prophecy. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Imagine it. Galilee's lake calm on this morning. The fishing boats lining the bank in odd angles. A few still a shouts distant out on the water. Hardy souls. Gluttons for punishment after that long night of fishing. Just one more cast. Just a few more fish for the monger. Jesus wading out to his knees, cupping a hand to his lips, and then calling out, crying out a joke, a bit of humor to a fishing vessel bobbing not far away on that orange dawn water. A hail joke. Come, follow me. I will make you people fishers. Come on. And that laughing voice is like a long-stemmed match striking against a cold stovetop, blossoming with living flame, thrusting its way down beneath a sliver of kindling. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. Later, the fishermen will joke that Andrew was the first to catch fire, the protokletos, the first called, as Peter might have winked. Andrew, the brother who would steal down to the Jordan after the night's fishing. Andrew, the brother who watched the wild man of the desert, Yochanan HaMitbil, John the Baptizer, splashing and screaming his way through all of the saints and sinners in Judea. Andrew, a dry chip of kindling, waiting for a spark, a match. And so it had been Andrew who had first seen that wild man point to Jesus. Behold, God's Lamb! And it had been Andrew who had tailed that lamb all the way to Capernaum and spent the day in his company. It had been Andrew shaking Peter awake in the midst of the night. Brother, we have found him, Mashiach HaElohim. We have found the Messiah of God. Come on! Andrew dragging Peter down those stone steps in the darkness. Come on, come and see. And then a few days later, that joke shouted across the waters. A match struck, a Holy Spirit lighting of the kindling. Fire in Andrew's soul. Andrew, the protokletos, the first called one. The kindling for Peter and the rest of the disciples. Jesus lighting Andrew so that the fire might race up him and then catch on the bigger pieces of firewood and then eventually lick its way around those lumps of community coal there in the stove's belly. Andrew, a sliver of wood kindling. Andrew bearing the flame of Jesus to the end of his days. Andrew, lighting others so that the belly of stove danced with light and shadow by the end of his life. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Saint Andrew. Saint Andrew, who never quite makes it into the inner circle of three. Peter, James, and John. Peter, second called, so to speak. And then James and John, third and fourth called. And yet, that little bit of kindling that sparks all the rest of the blazing wood. Jesus still walks that shore. He still strikes that match. His voice still calls across those waters. That hail joke. Hey, come follow me. I will make you people fishers. Do you hear it? Do you feel the fire, the match already beginning to burn against your soul? God is not done with you. Who knows what blaze you may light? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.